Somebody yelled in the back, turn it on. And my answer was, if you say so. And guess what? It came on. How about that? How about that? So if I tell you to trust God, you're going to trust God, right? Because you're going to say to God, if you say so, if everything's going to work out, I'm going to believe it, right? Yes? If God says he's going to do something, he will, right? And if God asks us to do something, we will. Thus, this morning's message, our mantra this year is, if you say so. That's what we as a church, when God speaks through the Holy Spirit, we know. God guides us through his word. God guides us just with that still small voice or some big sign, some teeny little sign, some mention. Something happens, something comes to us. And when that happens, we say, if you say so, right? We're going to do so. Because that's how we grow. That's how we prosper. That is how we manifest God all around us and how we change and how lives get changed as a result as well. So your part is to trust God, that God has a good plan, and to know that no matter what we go through, God is with us. So we can trust God about that, right? And then God can trust us, that whatever God calls upon us to do, God ask us to reach out and touch a life or pray with someone or whatever it is. We're going to say to God, if you say so, and God, you can trust us too, God. So it's a reciprocal relationship that we have with God this year as a church body. You all good with that? Amen. Awesome. Good. Well, this would be short then. All right. Wow. Pretty good. So where does this come from? It comes from the scriptures, obviously. It comes from the Spirit of God because, I mean, God actually gave me this sermon even as I was waking up last week and through this week and even this morning because I was changing my mind about what I thought I had to preach about. So, and that obviously the answer came, if you say so, God, I'll preach what you asked me to preach. See how easy I have to live it too, right? How? Thank you, thank you. So far, so good. So far, so good. So we're going to go to the book of Luke this morning in chapter 5. And then there's a correlating story, I believe, because I want you to have something to hold on to within your spirit and in your mind and in your heart and in your soul for this coming year. Because we're going to need it. Because life is going to go on and things are going to happen. And God's going to call us to even greater works than we've already done thus far. So there's much more yet to be done. So we have some things that we can always fall back on as this year unfolds before us. And as the year goes on, hopefully you'll remember what you're hearing here this morning because that's how God wants it to be, to set the stage for you, to give you something to hold on to and to take with you into 2018. And then your answer always is going to be to God. If you say so. Very nice. All right. You guys are awesome. Wonderful. I'm in the right church. I knew it. Okay. So Luke chapter 5. One day as Jesus was preaching on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, great crowds pressed in on him to listen to the word of God, just like you guys do every Sunday. He noticed two empty boats at the water's edge, for the fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. Stepping into one of the boats, Jesus asked Simon, its owner, to push it out into the water. So Jesus sat in the boat and taught the crowds from there. Obviously, you see where Jesus teaches? Where the people are gathered. Whatever place you happen to be, God is speaking to you to teach you. So sometimes it's here in the sanctuary. Sometimes it's in the fellowship hall. Sometimes it's a place of work. Sometimes it's watching a football game. We don't really know how God's going to speak to you, but God is always speaking. And if you'll keep listening, you'll keep learning. So Jesus saw the opportunity. The people are all there. So he steps into the boats. He stepped right into their life. These were fishermen he was speaking to. And those fishermen had been washing their nets. So obviously they had overnight been fishing. So they're cleaning the nets, getting the salt off of it, things of that nature, so they could go back out and do more fishing. But Jesus knew that these men and those people there, including Simon, needed to learn something more for their lives. Because life is not just about fishing, is it? Or providing for ourselves or working and all those other things. There are more important things to all of us, aren't there? First and foremost, our spirituality. So that's why Jesus steps into those boats and teaches the crowd from there. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Now go out where it is deeper and let down your nets, and you will catch many fish." So this is what Jesus is seeing. Simon is a fisherman. So he says to Simon, "Now go out deeper and let down your nets, and you're going to catch many fish." So Jesus is telling Simon, something good's going to happen based on you following what I tell you to do. Right? We get that. "Master," Simon replied, "we worked hard all last night and didn't catch a thing." So right away, Simon's saying what to Jesus? He's doing a yes, but. "Yes, I heard what you said, Jesus. You told me to go out deeper, and I'm going to catch a lot of fish. But you know what? Last night I tried that. It didn't work." So what is the first thing that many of us often do when God tells us to go deeper? We tell God our limitations. We tell God, "Look, I already tried that. You know, God, I was going to go on a diet last year. I went on it for like 2 and 3 weeks, and, you know, it was toast. Valentine's Day came in Chocolate City, and it was all downhill from there. So why would I possibly even dream of going on a diet in 2018? You see how easy it is for someone like me to talk to God? Or some of you too, I know. But, right, how easy is it all the time for us to tell God why, you know, we've already tried that. We already did that. I already know how to fish, buddy. You know, I mean, Simon's a fisherman, right? Obviously, right, he had been fishing all night long, but, well, he was a fisherman, but he wasn't a catcherman because he didn't catch any fish. I mean, sometimes we can put our lines out there. We can try all kinds of things. We can put a lot of energy into doing something, right? How many of us try to do things on our own? Be honest. You know, we read all the books. We follow those guides. We look on the internet. We follow A, B, C, D, E, F, G steps. We do all kinds of worldly things, human things that are going to make us better, right? And how many of us get better? Not all the time, right? Something, you know, we try our best because we're doing it how? Ourselves, right? We put a lot of time and energy into those things. And we work really, really hard at failing at things. But God is showing through Jesus there's an easier way, right? Jesus said to Simon, "Go out deeper and you're going to catch many fish." So the next line is where the scripture and the sermon obviously comes from. Because something happened in Simon's mind where he realized, you know what? Last night wasn't a good catching night. If this guy is really who he says he is, I think he kind of might be the Son of God or something. He might be kind of like someone, the Messiah. He might really be someone greater than me, right? Because some of us, sometimes we think we have to do it all ourselves because maybe we always did it all ourselves, right? We're an adult now, but as a child, we might have had to take care of ourselves. We still think we have to do it all alone, right? Some of us think that. And we don't do so well that way, do we? We need a helping hand, don't we? And it's okay to need help, isn't it? Very good. Awesome. Especially God's help. So, right, exactly. So Simon then says, in the very next verse, he says, "But if you say so, we'll try again." But if you say so, we'll try again. And this time, their nets were so full they began to tear. See, if God tells you to do something unique, now you got to understand something about the type of fishing that Simon had been doing. They let down nets. So they were very often, they would fish right by the shore where the fish were. The fish would come in, from into the water, come out of the cold waters into the warmth, and they would come into the shore. And so those, all you had to do was throw down nets and bring in fish. They were small fish because the smaller fish would come in. If anybody ever did net kind of fishing, that's what happens. The little fish come in, right? And you scoop them up with the net. That hadn't worked the night before. But what Jesus says to him is to do the exact opposite of what Simon always knew. To go out deep. Way out, away from the shore where he had never fished before. Because all his life he always fished close to the shore. Now God is saying, go out where? Right, out of your comfort zone too. And Jesus, I know, is thinking, I hope this man trusts me. If he trusts me and he does what I say, he's going to catch a lot of fish. And so, of course, they go out deeper, let down the nets, and the catch was so big, not only as far as volume of a lot of fish, they were bigger fish. They weren't those little fish that came into the shore. They were huge. That's why the nets broke, because of the weight of the fish. So here's the thing. Do you want something greater and better and bigger for your life in 2018? Say yes. Okay. All right, good. You have to go out where you've never been before. You have to step out farther away from your comfort zone than ever before. You have to be willing to listen to what God says and go in, do it. He said, if you say so, I'll try again. Now, I don't know what was going on in Simon's mind, but, you know, sometimes many of us can be negative, right? Just imagine this, you know, God, Jesus says, go out a little bit deeper, and Simon says, well, if you say so, yeah, if you say so, buddy, yeah, sure, I'll go out deeper, sure. Yeah, you think it's going to be out there, I'll go. See, even if you go resistantly, though, right, because some of us do, right, some of you have to be, like, pushed out. Some of you have to be dragged away from the comfort zone, right? Some of you have to be, boom, dynamited out of that place, right? You can go kicking and screaming. Say that five times. You can even go with doubt. This is what I think Simon might have even done, right? You can go with doubt. It's okay to doubt. But you still what? You still go. You say, well, if you say so. And in the back of your mind, I don't think this is going to work, but whatever. Okay, he said do that. I'll try it, whatever. Come on, boys. We're going fishing deeper. This guy over here, he said it's going to be better. Let's just humor him. Let's just go. What if you just did that little game even, right? Let's see what God's going to pull off. Just try it anyway. What the heck? What do you got to lose, right? If you stay by the shore, you fished all night, you caught zilcho, nothing anyway. What do you got to lose, right? What have you got to lose by trusting God this year? What have you got to lose by trying something different this year? What have you got to gain by stepping out and going ahead and doing it anyway, regardless of what you think the outcome is going to be? You're not so sure it's going to be great, but you go anyway. Why? Because God says so, right? So if God says so, you go so. Got it. All right. A shout for help brought their partners in the other boat, and soon both boats were filled with fish on the verge of sinking. Wow. Think about that. The night before, no fish. Now we've got two boatloads full of fish. Do you see what happens when God steps in and when you allow God to step in and you do what God is asking you to do? Right, church? See, we as a church, we like some traditions and we like doing some things the same way. And many of us like to be the same. I mean, some of you sit in the same seat, have sat in the same seat for the last 25 years, practically. And it's okay. That can be all right. I know you have your reasons. And some of you have keep doing the same stuff in your life the way you've been doing it, right? And you kind of got comfortable with it, and it's the way you always do it. That's fine. And we as a church, we like some of those things, right? Our service goes in a certain order because the Bible tells us to have church in order, right? However, what if God is telling us to do something different? To go deeper, to step out of what is our norm and to try something new and different. What happens then? Am I having any anxiety level rising in the room? Are there people thinking about what churches down the street you can go to next? Is there a place where I can just be the way I always was and just kind of come into the crowd and just sit there and listen to what they have to say and praise God and sing my songs and go do what I've always done? There are churches like that. This ain't one of them. This is the church of spiritual enrichment and growth. You like that, don't you? Don't you want to grow and become more? Wouldn't it be awesome if all the blessings God brought to you because of your obedience, because it isn't just trust, it's obeying too, right? When we obey God and do what we even perceive as, what is he saying? What is God trying to lead us to do? It just doesn't make sense. This doesn't make, no business would do work this way, right? I mean, if we look at that kind of, you know, format sometimes and or template, we sometimes try to say, well, you know, if I were in business, this is how I would operate this church. Well, anyway, what if we did it God's way only? What if we truly, whatever God called us to do, we just said, if you say so? How would your life be different if you took that on for you personally? If God asked you inside of you to do a devotion at night before you went to sleep when you always did it in the morning? Well, do they have night devotions? Where would I find one of those? What if God is asking you to be more so God can bless you more, right? Because just think, as that happened, when they, not only did Simon, obviously, he learned a great lesson right there, but all the other fishermen, remember Jesus had been preaching to them prior to this, right? He was teaching them. What do you think he was preaching to them? I think he was preaching, you know what, folks? You're going to have to change your life. You're going to move out of your comfort zone. You're going to have to come to me, follow me wherever I lead you, and be obedient to me, and I will show you things that you can't even imagine. Miracles will happen in your life if you'll follow me wherever I go. That's what he was preaching to those fishermen. And life isn't all about fishing. It's not all about what you can gain. It's not only about material things. It's not only about your job. It's not only about those things. It's about how you grow spiritually. That's what really matters. My kingdom is a spiritual kingdom. And follow me and I will show you how to have blessings beyond your belief. That's what he was saying to those fishermen, I think. Why? Because right then after that, they go out fishing, right? And what do they bring back to the shore? To show those fishermen who had just heard that message about what it's like to follow Christ. And all those guys, the ships began to sink. They were so full of fish, so full of goodness. And there's a fisherman going, what the heck happened? Is that Simon? Simon, the I can't catch a thing, Simon? And his buddies? He's got a failing fishing business? Well, who's that with him? Oh, that's Jesus. Remember he told us that if we would follow him, things would be better and greater? Wow, look what they have. You see the manifestation in the physical, right? Because some people, we need something right before our eyes, don't we? We have to see it before we believe it. See, I believe what transpired there is Simon learned a lesson, but the fishermen also did too. They learned what it's like to have Jesus Christ in your boat, in your life, in your presence every day, about how different things can be. We know that Christ is the cornerstone of our church. We follow his leadings as impossible as it may sound and as ridiculous it may seem that we step out and do something different this coming year, whatever God asks us to do, and we go, well, let's have a meeting, but I was thinking about this. And I don't know how practical this is going to be. And I don't know where we're going to find the money. And I don't know who's going to volunteer. And then we come to our senses and we go, wait, I heard an awesome sermon on January 7th. Ah, Eureka. God is asking us to start this new ministry. Guess what? We say to God, if you say so. And we do so, right? And the blessings come. Lives get changed. Because here's what transpires right after this in the scriptures. When Simon Peter realized what had happened, he fell to his knees before Jesus. I would too. Like, whoa, you really are the Son of God. And he says, get away from me. I'm too much of a sinner. I can't believe the way you believe. See, even when we fall short and don't always believe and do right away, and we have our hesitations and we have our moments of, you know, moments of trying to be practical and human, God doesn't reject that in us. It's okay to doubt as long as you still do. You keep doing regardless. He was awestruck by the size of their catch, as were the others with him. You see what people are seeing? The awesomeness of God. His partners, James and John, the son of Zebedee, were also amazed. You're going to be amazed at what we see happen in 2018, church. You're going to be amazed. You're going to be spellbound. You're going to go, wow, look what God did. And all we did is say to God, if you say so. God gives us suggestions. God gives us directions. God gives us the power to achieve it. And God also provides for all of our needs in the process. And because he says so, we do so. Boomo. Lives are changed, because that's what we're about, right? Saving souls, feeding people spiritually, right? Helping them grow and having a new faith and trust in God. When they see what God can do in your life, my life, and the life of this church, people want a part of that, don't they? When they see that you're different because you've been here in this place, in this holy sanctuary where the Holy Spirit is, and Jesus Christ is lifted up and Jesus Christ is followed, and we use God's power to create awesome things, they're going to want that too, aren't they? Aren't they? And that's how you're going to show people your fish. What? Well, when God changes and grows you, and somebody says to you, you know what? There's something different about you now. You've changed. I don't see you at the same place as you used to be. And look, you look happy. There's something about you that's different. Even after everything you've gone through. Wow, look at you. You still got a smile on your face. Where's that come from? It comes from God. So you can tell. That's your fish you're showing. You see? It's your testimony, right? Your life changed is showing other people what God can do to change lives for the better. Always. Jesus said to Simon, don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be fishing for people. This was just a small example, Simon, of what really is going to transpire. You think you caught some fish? Wait till you see all the people you catch. Because that's what God's kingdom is all about, right? And we do know, just think about it, all the people since Peter, when he started preaching after Jesus resurrected, how many lives has he really changed when you think about it? Countless, right? All the stories we read in the scriptures, those came from Peter who told Luke. And Luke is writing about it now. And we are hearing about it now. And other people have preached about this before. See how it just expands? You have no idea what your story is that God has used you for in your life as you've changed, how many lives that's going to affect. You can't count them. You just can't. But God does. And so God put upon Peter, so that making sure that Peter understood, look, your days of fishing and not catching are over. Now you're going to be a people catcher. You're going to bring souls into salvation and into new life. What a beautiful thing to do, isn't it? Right? Why do you think this church exists? To bring souls into salvation. To bring people into relationship with God, to rekindle and reconnect people to their God, to help people understand that they are loved by God and they can be used by God for awesome and wonderful, beautiful things. And all you have to do, whenever God calls upon you to tell your story, you know how God changed you? Anybody in the room changed since? Oh, yeah. Oh. More changes are coming, too, for the better. You're going to keep growing. You're going to keep going deeper, spiritually speaking, and understanding even more. To much that's given, much more is given for those who that listen and do, right? And all we're going to say to God is, if you say so. And I said I was going to give you a couple things. So the first thing I gave you was what? Oh, wow. I guess a long story about fishing. So, if you say so, it's very good. So she got it. See, if you say so, Pastor, that's what it was. Sure, it was. Yeah, that was it. See, here's the thing. If all you ever said was, if you say so, do you have to trust God? Doing shows you trust. Move out of your comfort zone. Somebody over there got something, right? I caught one fish. A similar story happened to Abraham. Many of you may know the story of Abraham and Isaac. God said to Abraham, take your son, your only son, and I want you to take him and put him on an altar, and I want you to sacrifice him to me because I want to see just how obedient you are. And you know what Abraham said? If you say so. And so the story in Genesis goes down, and he takes him. And on the way, I can just imagine what this is like, because Abraham was walking with his boy, and it farther behind him, and he says to Isaac, we're going to worship there, and then we'll come right back. So he's telling Isaac what? Ah, is he? He's planning on sacrificing because God said go sacrifice. What do you think Abraham is really thinking? If you say so, I'm going to be obedient. But I really believe somehow, some way, God, you're going to spare my son. Somehow, some way, you're going to find a way to make this better. I'm going to show my obedience, but I still believe, and I'm saying to my son, you're going to come back with me. Now, does he really believe that? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe he's thinking, oh my, what am I going to, I'm lying to my kid. I'm not even telling him the truth. But here's the interesting thing about what Abraham then says. In the very next verse of chapter 22, verse 8, he says, God will provide a lamb, my son. God will provide. God will provide an answer. And they both went on together. And, of course, we know the story ends with the ram being in the bush, right? God did provide a lamb. God provided a lamb in Jesus Christ, right, for us, right, so that we could be spared. That's how salvation happened. And then the very next thing that God said, that Abraham does, in verse 13, it says, he looked and saw the ram. He put it on as a burnt offering. And then Abraham named the place, the Lord will provide. Now, why I tie these two stories together is very, in my mind at least, if you trust God that God will provide, right? And if he says, go do X, now what happens? Does your trust level rise? So you see, it's not just about I trust God. I have to also know that God will provide. If I believe God can be trusted and God will provide, I will have a little more safety and security in my mind and or faith that I'm going to go ahead and do what God's asking me to do. Right? So in other words, Jesus had said to Simon, go deeper. There's going to be fish there. Who provided the fish? God put them there, right? So for every question that we have and you have and I have and all of us have about this upcoming year, and God asks us to do and step out in faith to go do something, whatever you're going to do individually or we're going to do collectively, we're going to say to God, if you say so, I know the Lord will provide, will be what we'll say to those people that are going, are you crazy for doing that? Simon, you fished all night. We're going to say the Lord will provide. You see why I wanted to give you two things to hold on to? Because that's really the second half of like the same coin in my mind. I trust God because I know God will provide. Whatever your need is, emotionally, spiritually, physically, or otherwise, the Lord will provide. It makes it a little easier, I think. I'm trying to make you grow, if that's the right word, as of today, make you. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to encourage you. I'm trying to inspire you. That you're more than you can imagine. God has more for you than you can even dream of in terms of your growth and your change and how you're going to move forward this coming year. My prayer is that you'll trust God, number one. So we have to trust. You with me on trusting? No matter what, trust, trust, trust. And if God asks you to do something, you just simply say, if you say so, we'll see if it'll work. But thirdly, I know the Lord will provide. Now, will all the things that you want on your goal list be exactly the way you want them to turn out? If things don't turn out, like if you put out your net and don't catch anything, are you going to say, well, God's, you know, not helping me and God doesn't love me and all those kind of crazy, foolish things we sometimes think as human? Because we know this. If there is a storm, because we also know that during that fishing trip later with Peter and Jesus and all those guys, remember they got in some storms, right? And the Lord was there in the boat and brought peace, what, to the fishermen. So if life gets turbulent, and it may, we still can trust that God's in it with us. And God will provide at that moment peace of mind, peace of heart, comfort, strength, support of a church family. You see how there's all these things that God can provide through one another as well? So no matter what we go through as 2018 unfolds, and God has everything planned out, I'm sure, and everything's going to be great or not so great, and everywhere in between, we don't know. But I do know this, we can trust God. And I know God will provide. And I know if God asks me to do something, I'm going to say, ask Pastor Lisa. Pastor Tosh, that's right. Pastor Jamie. I know, we'll get Pat, Susan, Bob, Bill, anybody. And one of you will say, didn't God tell you to do that? You'll say back, the Lord will provide. I think you ought to do what God asked you to do. Just say, if you say so. You'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. Are you ready, church, to move out deeper? Yes. Are you ready personally to move out deeper? Yes. Are you ready to come out of your comfort zone and get away from the shore and go out deeper? Yes. If you say so. Is everybody scared? Yes. Are we still going to go? Yes. And what's going to happen? Great things. God will provide. Amen? Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Let us pray. God, we thank you. Thank you so much for your word, God. We know we can trust you. We know you're powerful. We know so much about you, God, that we see it in all the lives of the people in our church, the miracles you perform, God. We know you're there in the times of trouble, the times of trial.
You've been listening to
tragedy.
Worship services at Christ the Cornerstone Church, located at 5545 6th Christ.
Call upon us, God, to move out farther and deeper in our faith and our trust in you, God, to know that you have much more provided for us so that we can reach much more and many more people, God, with the truth of your love, your power, your greatness. We know that, God, you've called all of us to be fishers of people, so that souls can be saved and lives can be changed and transformed. And we're here, God, to bring encouragement and inspiration and love to others, God. So we ask you, God, to help us in our walk as a church, God, to know that whatever you call upon us to do, we will turn to you and say, if you say so. And we will believe and trust in you, God, that you have greatness in that moment or even beyond that moment of something we don't even know is going to happen yet, God, but something wonderful and good that you know needs to be done is going to be done, God. So we thank you for that. Even if it isn't for our benefit, God, we know it's going to be for their benefit. So we ask and pray in the name of Jesus that you guide and direct us all. Build up our faith and our trust in you, God, more and more. And whenever you ask us to do anything, God, we know you will provide the answers that all of us need. And we just are going to turn to you and say, if you say so, God, and watch what you do for all of our lives. In Jesus' name, we thank you in advance. We praise you, God. Amen.